Good morning and welcome again to another program of Biz Talk this morning. My name is Tony Bush and I'm in the studio this morning with co-host Randy Melzer.
Good morning, Tony. How's it going today?
Morning, Randy. Thank you. I'm doing great. Hope you're doing well. And our guest this morning is Patty DeMarco. Patty is the manager of the St. Patrick's Bookstore located in Northland Mall. And we'll be talking to Patty a little bit about how that store got started and what they do today. It's a great story. And if you want to listen to something that's pretty exciting and how a business can survive given a lot of hardships and even get started, stay tuned. We'll be talking to Patty in a few minutes. But first, we want to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter and what they do and how you can benefit by using SCORE if you're an entrepreneur.
Okay, well, Tony, yeah, the first thing we want to tell everybody, of course, is that SCORE provides a free service to anyone who is looking to start a business, have a business, or have been in business for a while and just simply need help. People don't realize we do a lot of work with existing businesses who are looking for a specialist, someone who can help them with their marketing plan, help them with their cash flow, help them with their accounting, things like that. We don't do the job for you. We manage it and we help you with it and get you pointed in the right direction. The other thing coming up for SCORE in January, we'd like to remind everybody, we'll be doing the Simple Steps program, which is an outstanding program for people who are thinking about starting a business.
A real beginner step.
Absolutely. What we're going to be doing is on January the 19th, that's a Wednesday morning. I believe it's a Wednesday. Anyway, well, it'll be January 19th, 8 o'clock in the morning from 8 until noon. We will be having an opening program to really go through what's involved in being an entrepreneur, what you need to do, what you need to know, how it affects you, your family, and all those areas. So you can kind of take a look at it and say, yeah, that's for me, or, well, not really.
Where can they find more information on that, Randy?
Go out to our website at scorefoxcities.com for right now, and you will find information on that program.
It's basically 5 weeks. Each week is a separate topic.
Right.
Total cost is about $100.
Correct. We'll be picking up the second part of it later in February, and we'll be running sections 2 through 5, and those are detailed. Those go into a lot of detail.
This will be the second time that SCORE ran this workshop. The first time we had, I think, 11 students.
We had 11 students. We started with 22 at the opening session, and like I said, people decide, hey, this is really what I want to do, or no, I don't think I really want to do that. I didn't realize that was involved with it. So.
And SCORE, like the business owners or the entrepreneurs who are looking to start the business, SCORE looks at the outcome of this, something like the Simple Steps program, as being successful, whether the entrepreneur decides to start the business or they've come to the conclusion, it's not for me yet, we just want to wait till our kids are a little older or whatever. Those are successful decisions. We want folks to make informed decisions.
Right. Yeah, the whole process that we're looking through with the Simple Steps is to go to a go or no-go decision based on reasonable assumptions, rational decision-making, and good information.
Yep.
So,
I also like to add, Randy, that the SCORE chapter services 8 counties from Appleton down through Fond du Lac, and we have about 40 mentors, those specialists, folks who are advise business owners. And if anyone who's in business or wants to start a business would like to speak with or consult with a SCORE mentor, you can make those arrangements by going to scorefoxcities.com, scorefoxcities.com.
Right.
Look at the website. There's an application on there. Fill it in. Hit the send button.
Right.
And probably within 5 days or so, a SCORE mentor will be contacting you. Just be sure to give a good definition of what it is you're looking for from the SCORE counselor.
Yeah, in addition, we do have the branch in Oshkosh. So we have about 20 members who are operating out of the Oshkosh chamber office down there. And then we have 4 or 5 people who also operate in the Fond du Lac area. So if you're down in that direction, Calumet County, southern part, or if you're out in Washera, Green Lake, Marquette counties, we have people that can help you out in those areas as well.
Well, those are the things that SCORE does, and you can learn more about our SCORE chapter at scorefoxcities.com. I'd also like to say thank you to the sponsors for the BizTalk program. We are able to be on the radio because these sponsors help fund the time that we spend on the radio, and those sponsors are Associated Bank. They've been with us for a number of years, and we really appreciate their support. We also appreciate the support of Lakeview Credit Union, who's also been with us now, I think, 2 years. And I believe they're going to be our sponsor again next year. And also Alberts and Haling CPA firm. Kurt Haling is located here and is Appleton office, and Mr. Elberts is up in Green Bay, and they do a great job of accounting for small businesses and individuals. It's that time of year when we're winding down. If you have any tax planning to do or anything, please give Elberts and Haling a call, and Kurt Haling would be more than happy to talk with you. Also like to give a special thank you to the Business News for helping to promote our radio program and their biweekly periodical called Business News. It's great newspaper about business activity and news items that are going on in East Central Wisconsin. Every 2 weeks you get an issue for $20 a year. It's good information. So if you're not subscribed to it, I'd suggest that you spend the $20 mm-hmm. and keep abreast of what's going on in the business community.
Right.
Well, with that, we're going to take a little bit of a break right here. We'll be coming back on the other side. We'll be starting our conversation with Patty DeMarco, who's the manager of the St. Patrick's Bookstore at the Northland Mall. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. And welcome back to BizTalk. This morning we're going to be talking to Patty DeMarco, who is the manager at the St. Patrick's Bookstore out at Northland Mall. I'd like to give out the phone numbers before we begin our conversation, so if you have any questions you'd like to call and ask us about, maybe ask Patty about how her business got started and how it's running today. You can reach us at 281-1150 if you're in the Appleton area, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. And before we begin our conversation this morning, Patty, I'd like to just put out a good morning and drive safely to Marie. Marie is your mother, Marie DeKaiser, and she has a long history with the St. Patrick's Bookstore. And we'll be talking about that a little bit this morning. So, Marie, if you're listening, please drive safely, and the Lord be with you on your journey, and have a great time this weekend. Well, good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Good to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about St. Patrick's Bookstore, so we're going to listen. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the history? What is St. Patrick's Bookstore? How did it get started? How did it get its name?
Sure. St. Patrick's Bookstore was started back in July of 1976. By a Capuchin priest. His name is Father Timmon, and he had a vision and an idea that he wanted to take a religious gift and bookstore and make it profitable so that he could support the halfway houses in town, and he could take the proceeds from that and make this halfway house sustaining.
The St. What were the halfway
houses? Villa Hope and Villa Phoenix.
Right, oh, okay. And they're still here today.
They are still here today, yes, and they were helping the transition of incarcerated prisoners or people with alcohol and drug abuse programs, that they had a safe place to go to come back, enter back into the community. Yep. And he had a very big passion for that, and that he would be able to support them and give them some
hope.
Yes.
So when they got out of jail, or if they were recovering from their addiction, whatever it might have been, they would have a place to kind of hang out a little bit, get their feet back on the ground, and get reacclimated into society. Because I know that when I worked a little bit with Father Timmon back in those days in the early 70s. And when people come out of prison, if they've been in prison for a while, their routine is laid out for them every day. Every day it's the same routine. Take a shower from 6 to 6:15 in the morning. Eat breakfast at 6:30 till 7. Mm-hmm. Every day you're told what to do. So when you get out of prison, now you have to decide when you're going to do those things, and it's an acclimation. Mm-hmm. So it was a great vision. Father Timmon had a great vision about that, and he found a way to help pay for those things through St. Patrick's Bookstore. How did they get the name?
Apparently, he thought of it on St. Patrick's Day, and he's an Irishman himself, so he had the vision in March of that year, and 3 months later, he opened the store, and ironically, they opened it up with a card table with a little bit of merchandise and some window displays and an open sign that said, come in and buy these religious goods. And some very dedicated volunteers.
Yeah, we've been talking a little earlier about that. I mean, I go back that long, and I can remember when it first started. We were talking about how a unique-looking place it was there on Walnut Street right next to the church.
Yes.
And you said now you've grown quite a bit and expanded to a number of different places over the years.
We have. It was there for a small temporary time, and then St. Joe's needed a parking lot for their church, so We purchased the building on College Avenue, and we were there for like 19 years.
That was right next to the Valley Bank, or now M&I Bank.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, centered between Cleo's and the Valley Bank.
Ah.
Very popular location.
Coming and going, yes. Okay. All righty.
And then when College Avenue did the reconstruction 11 years ago, right. We would have had been closed down for a good 9 months, and they were telling us that customers would have to use the parking ramps. They wouldn't be able to park out in front anymore. And we just figured maybe we should look for a place that will be more accessible to our customers because we're a destination store, and they definitely had a long history of following customers where they came in for all their needs, so we wanted to make sure we could meet those needs. So we found a building to lease out in the Northland Mall, and we've been there 11 years, and we have great walk-by traffic with Kohl's and Shopko there, great anchor stores, and a huge parking lot that people didn't have to pay for anymore, so it's been good.
So, Patty, tell us a little bit about what St. Patrick's Bookstore does. It's not just a bookstore.
No, it's not just. It's different in the fact that it is a nonprofit bookstore, and all our proceeds go back out into the community. So when Villa Hope and Villa Phoenix became self-sufficient, mm-hmm. we turned those into other charities in the town that needed them, abuse centers, jail ministries, schools, churches, other nonprofit organizations that need our help or need a lift for the year.
Now, St. Patrick's, of course, was started by a Catholic Capuchin priest, Father Tim and Costello, who incidentally has a very colorful history. He actually spent some time in Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm. And he's a very dynamic guy. But St. Patrick's Bookstore is not just Catholic, is it?
No, it's not just Catholic. We support all denominations, and really we were there to promote Christian values and spiritual growth. So definitely we want to give people the opportunity to come in and purchase gifts that reach them at a different level.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, you know, a couple of times the terminology being a destination store as opposed to some of the people surrounding you, like, you know, Shopko and Kohl's and so on. How do you differentiate that?
Well, we're definitely being a Christian-based store sets us apart right away. So we carry all the sacramental seasons. So we have, you know, your baptisms and your confirmations and your communions and your weddings and memorial, any sacramental type need that they need.
Okay.
But then we also, you know, we pride ourselves on getting to know our customer and serving them and knowing what their needs are. And we're not a chain store, so we can't, you know, have all hundreds of thousands of products, but we try to make sure that we have the right product for the right season and the right product for their need.
Okay. Now, if I were looking for something and you don't have it in stock, because I know your store, you don't have a whole lot of storage area,
right.
What would I do?
Well, you just come in and ask any one of us, and if we don't have the product, we certainly research to the best of our ability to get that product in for you. And there's a lot. I mean, you can't carry all the product. We have 400 companies we buy from and 3,400 square feet, so I'm not able to put everything out in the floor. So just come in, talk to us about your needs, and we'll be able to find the product that you need. But 99% of the time, the product's right there in the store.
Great. Okay. So.
Well, Patty, I think you touched on something that is the reason why you're still here 35 years later. There are for-profit retailers who start out and don't make it 5 years or 35 years, but you have been here 35 years. It's the service to the customer.
Yes, definitely.
And you said you get to know the customers and they get to know you. Give us an example of how that would work. Do you have any, without maybe mentioning too many names, where you can give a description of how someone needed something and they couldn't find it, but you were able to find it for them and you build loyalty and you build mm-hmm. a following?
Well, being a destination store, again, first of all, when you walk in the store, that's very inviting. We play Christian music nonstop, and it's very inviting.
It's Irish.
Yeah, Irish. we have an Irish nook in the store for our founder to make sure that he's not forgotten, so we keep an Irish nook in the store.
I always go there, by the way. I'm a Notre Dame grad, and every once in a while we have to find something Irish. And so, yeah, you have a good selection of odds and ends there.
But very inviting store, and I have a terrific staff that I mm-hmm. employ, and greet you with a smile and get to talking to you. And like I said, we have the customers that come back again and again, but then you also have the unknown customer that just walks in and meandering around, and you just have the look, and you just walk over, introduce yourself, and ask them what their needs are and get to talking with them and just direct them in the direction they need.
I can almost vouch for I wasn't there the day the card table was set up in the old Dorn shoe mm-hmm. store on Walnut Street, but I could almost say that Father Timon did not have a business plan. You know, Randy, we talk about SCORE
correct,
and
yes.
entrepreneurs
yeah.
and have a business plan and do yes. your projections and have it all thought out. Don't sign the lease until you've read
right,
it.
Right.
Father Timon was just crashing through barriers in those days, and that's what he did. He did that sort of, and that's how he did it. That was his methodology.
Right.
Mr. Attorney, I signed this lease for the halfway house. Can you read this and tell me what it says? Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't matter what it says anymore, Father. You just signed the
yeah,
lease.
Yeah, you,
but
you
it worked it. Out. And not every business will work out this way, but through the dedication of a lot of volunteers and a lot of hard work, like Patty's mom mm-hmm. and the lady before her and all your staff and you, and building the reputation and the rapport with the customer base, it sustained itself. It now has its own brand. And
right.
People come from miles around to visit St. Patrick's Bookstore.
Well, and if you have a passion about what you're doing, that's the big
picture.
All
the difference in the world.
Yes. If you have a passion about the product that you're selling, and if you have a passion about the customer that you're serving, then you have a basis right there. So, and we all do. We all at the store, we have a passion for what we're doing and a passion for what we sell. So
okay.
it makes it easier.
Now, you mentioned that because it's nonprofit, St. Patrick's has move from supporting the halfway houses to supporting other charities. And is that an ongoing vision for the St. Patrick's Bookstore organization?
That is our mission. That is our mission to help the community grow spiritually and to continue to do that. So
when people shop at St. Patrick's Bookstore, they're helping to support that mission.
Oh, definitely.
So
every gift they purchase is giving back to their community. And we actually started a program a couple of years back. It's called the Cash Back for Youth Program, and our parishes sign up locally for it. And what it does is all you have to do is come in and make a purchase at the store, and 10% of your purchase goes back mm-hmm. to your own youth program in your church. So it's been a phenomenal program. It's just taken off, and it's a win-win situation for our churches. Their parishes just come in and make the purchase, and quarterly we send checks to the youth program to support their mission trips and what they need to do, because our youth is our future. So we want to make sure that they follow in the footsteps that we have.
Great. We're going to come back to that after the break, Patty. We're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY Radio, 1150. My name's Tony Bush, Randy Melzer in the studio, and we're speaking this morning with Patty DeMarco, who's the manager of the St. Patrick's Bookstore. We'd also like to wish everyone, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Right.
This is a kind of a dreary day for the deer hunters, but it's a weekend, and it's just 30 days or 29 days till Christmas, Patty. How many days is it?
getting there.
About
getting
there 29
closely.
Days, yeah.
yeah.
Patty, before the program, or before the last break, we were talking about the Cash Back for Youth program that you have at St. Patrick's Bookstore. And I'd like to offer anyone who calls in this morning with a question to ask you about the bookstore a free copy of the book called Winning Ways for Life by Mao Nguyen. And if you'd like to call in and talk to Patty or ask her a question, you can reach us at 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us at the 1-866-887-1150, TDS Metricom toll-free line. Patty, did you want to reward any callers this morning?
Sure. We'll actually offer you 25% off your sales for the whole day of today. So stop in
wow.
and see my great staff at the store and tell them you heard us on the radio, and we'll take 25% off your sale. And, of course, that 25% goes right back into your community.
Wonderful.
There you go.
Super.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well, before the break, we were talking about the Cash Back for Youth program that you have going at the store. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the program was started about 5 years ago because there was a couple parishes that offered mission trips to some students, but not all students could take the mission trip because
right.
they couldn't afford it. And mm-hmm. everybody knows churches' budgets are tight. So we thought we need to come up with a program to help our youth go out into the community and serve the community because they are our future. So we started this Cash Back for Youth program and offered it to any parish. And all they have to do is have the parishioners come in, tell us what parish they're from, and 10% of their sales right off the top goes back to that youth program in their own church. So they're not only serving their community, but they're serving their local parish they belong to as well.
And you said there were about, 15
parishes? About 15, 20 parishes
in the area?
On board. Yes,
wonderful.
And around the whole area, too. We have some in Hortonville and Greenville, and just anybody that wants to sign up to join the program, feel free to sign up.
All of you out there listening, come on into the store here in Appleton, and you'll be helping out people all over the area. So
great. So if a parish a congregation wanted to join this program, just come in and talk to someone at the store?
Or they could give us a call, and we'll send them the printout of the program, and they can send back their detailed information. We print up a sheet, and we're all good to go.
How do they get a hold of you, Patty? What is that phone number?
Well, they can call us at St. Patrick's Bookstore, and it's 920-731-7635. And all the staff that I have, we're very passionate about the program, so you wouldn't even have to talk to myself. You could talk to any of them, and we know a lot about the program.
What are all those little leprechauns' names, by the way?
Well, I have a great assistant. That's Paula. She's my right-hand person. We work great together. We bounce a lot of ideas and have a lot of same visions for the store. And I have four part-time employees. That's Sandy and Barb and Mary and Katie. And I have a fantastic accountant, Carla. And Marie also works there.
Marie,
she was the manager. We had one manager that worked there for a year, and then my mother took over. She worked for 22 years, and I worked under her, and I did the buying for the store. And then she said, you know, listen, I'm ready to retire. I think you can handle everything. So now I'm buyer manager.
Yeah.
And
she's still helping out.
And she still helps out. She comes in and keeps our card department straight, and she's great. So even in retirement, she can't get her foot out the door. But she is a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, yes.
Because I learned a lot of what I do from being hands-on. So she was an absolutely great teacher, and she – you know, you have to be passionate, and if you want your employees to be passionate, you have to be out there passionate with them.
Absolutely. I'm just going to get back a little bit towards the business model and the way you are laid out. I'm more involved with that kind of thing in planning. Do we have a caller?
Yep, we have a caller. Oh. Good morning, Paula.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning? Thanks for calling in. You have a question for Patty?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
I was wondering what kind of hours you hold at the store. And if you sell nativities at your store.
We sure do, Paula. We have, I think we have the largest selection of nativities in the valley. We carry the ones that we keep year-round, great wedding gifts, the heirloom collections by Fantanini and Precious Moments and a few other companies. But then at this time of the year, we like to bring in ones from all over the world, have them be unique. So stop in and take a look. We're open 9 to 9 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Thank you, Paula. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Paula.
No, I was just going to, before we got the call there, was going to kind of ask a little bit, you're a hybrid. You're a nonprofit organization, and yet you're a retail store. Now, that has got to have had a lot of challenges to it and a lot of different ways of having to approach things. Could you kind of give us some idea of some of the things that you've faced and how you've worked with them?
Sure. It does have a lot of challenges. We don't have a lot we're not a chain store, so we can't divvy out our merchandise to five different stores. So we have to really pay a lot of attention to what our customers' needs are.
You don't have that buying power either.
No, we don't have the buying power. Yeah. So we have to pay attention to what the customers' needs are and how we can service them. And we can't always offer the lowest price in the valley either. So we really pride ourselves on how we take care of our customer, how we know our customer, how we offer free gift wrapping all the time, and just to be able to serve them and to the best of the ability that we can.
How about competition, Patty? As Randy mentioned, challenges are coming along all the time. What's the competition like?
Well, it's like in any business, it's competitive. So, again, if you serve your customer well, you hope that they'll be coming back to you. And if we offer programs like the Cashback to Youth program, where when they're buying the gift, if they're buying it from themselves and they're getting a spiritual need, if they're buying it for somebody else, they're giving that spiritual need to that person. But they're also giving the spiritual need back to the community, and that's an uplift for our whole community.
Great. Okay.
You said you had 15 parishes participating in the Cashback for Youth. How large could that program be?
That program could be huge because any parish could jump on board. So,
okay. All righty. No, as I said, you as a nonprofit now, you work with a board of directors rather than owners.
Yes, we meet bi-monthly with our board of directors, and we sit down and we have the financial statements for the previous months in front of us, and we make sure that we are going in the right direction that we want to go and come up with new goals. A very, very supportive board I have.
Wonderful. Now, and of course, the term nonprofit, of course, does not mean that you're not looking to make an income.
Right.
But cash flow is what you're working on. So
right.
How do you approach that? Is that any differently than what a regular retail store would approach sale and pricing and so on?
Well, you want to stay competitive pricing with everyone else, but you keep in mind, you know, we're always tweaking our budget. We're always seeing what we can expand on and what we can take from to make sure that we're doing the best that we can do.
Good. Okay.
We have another caller on the line. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Patty, I have to commend you. You had an author in named Edward Looney.
Yes.
He has the story of Sister Adele, and you sold that. I bought a couple of them, but I wasn't able to be there for his signing. Are you going to have other authors, or can you tell me about some of that going on?
Well, we don't have any other authors in the near future, but we always keep that avenue open. I actually met Edward Looney down at the Marion Conference in Green Bay this past year, and we started talking about the great story that he had. On
the Shrine
of Good Help, and he wrote this children's story that so they could better understand. So if I keep those lines of communications going on and know what's going on in the Green Bay Diocese and this surrounding community, I'm able to get in contact with those people and see if they want to come and sit down and have a book signing with us.
Well, that's wonderful, because I missed his. I had to be out of town because of the holiday. And that story is just remarkable for children. I love it. Someone hasn't been up to see the shrine in worship there, they're really missing their opportunity.
Yes, it is a great place to go and worship. Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, that nice little ad that was in the bargain bulletin was beautiful. Keep all that up. I think that really gives you some advantage.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks
Thank
a
you,
lot.
Maria.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Well, that was a nice call.
Yeah.
That was really nice. And you do bring in other authors when you can.
Yes, we do.
You feature other types of attractions that will help the spiritual development of our youth.
Right. And those are the customers that come in every day and tell us that the store looks great and we're doing a great job, that keep us motivated to keep doing what we do.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
In terms of of the seasonality of your business, you mentioned earlier in the program you have the religious holidays, the baptisms, the communions, the weddings, and weddings not necessarily a holiday, but communion is usually about the same time every year.
Right. Communion's as big as our Christmas season. So
is it really?
It is. It is as big as our Christmas season. And obviously being a sacramental season, we all have a big passion for that. So
if a big fella who's got a nephew who's going to have his first communion, or his niece is going to have her first communion, or grandchild, and they don't know what to get, St. Patrick's might be a good place to go do some shopping.
Oh, it'd be a fantastic place.
Because you have some really relevant...
Yes, we take the whole middle of our store and we redo it for the communion season. So we.
What is the communion season, Patty? What is that?
Communion season runs February to May.
That's a long season.
As soon as we take Christmas down, they're asking us where our communion is. So it's a long season, but it's a great season. Beautiful season.
Now, you also have artwork and statues.
We have artwork, we have statuary, we have medals, we have jewelry. We have books and Bibles.
Little knickknacks. You've got keychain things.
Mm-hmm. Pocket tokens to let you know that no one walks alone.
One of the other things we have in the Valley is, there's quite a bit of diversity with new different groups coming into the Valley. How do you work with them? Are you finding a lot of Asian American clients, a lot of people who are Spanish, Hispanic speaking and so on?
We do, and I'm trying to encourage Paula to go learn Spanish so that we can help them all better.
Okay. ¿Cómo se llama usted?
But we certainly, we service all denominations, so in religion, and we also service everyone that walks into the store. So we try to do the best we can to make sure that we have we've started a Spanish section, so we have that section in the store, and we try to make sure that we have something for everyone so that we can meet all their needs.
You say other denominations, too, besides just Catholic.
Oh, we have Lutheran parishes that are signed up for our Cash Back to Youth program.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
We serve all the different denominations.
Okay.
I'd like to give out the numbers again, Randy. It's if you're in the Appleton area, you'd like to ask Patty a question about St. Patrick's Bookstore or how the business got started, reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. And, Patty, you mentioned your number at the store is 731-7635.
Yes.
So if someone does have an interest in how St. Patrick's was started, the mission, the vision, what you do, and they'd like to duplicate that or replicate that, they can give you a call next week, and I'm sure you'd be willing to show them how this was done, or at least talk to them a little bit, because there's never enough. You can always have more effort in helping to develop the spirituality of adults and youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that'd be a great thing.
Yep, and I'm available to talk to anybody. I mean, you have to have a terrific, dedicated staff, and I actually have a very blessed family standing behind me, supporting me fully. So if you have the passion for what you do, you started there.
Hey, it looks like we have another caller, Tony.
Yep, well, Mary Ann, you're on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to call and say that our family loves St. Patrick Bookstore, especially my son who has autism. He loves your nativity scenes.
That's wonderful.
And, of course, he'd like to go in to see his Aunt Marie and cousin Patty and all that stuff, too. But it's just a wonderful store and family-friendly.
Well, that's great. Patty?
Yeah, you're bringing up the family aspect again. I mean, I learned from a great teacher, my mother. I mean, she had a passion for making a difference in people's lives. And like I say, I couldn't do what I do unless I had a terrific family supporting me and knowing that I have a passion. And I hope I've given the legacy to my kids that everybody can make a difference. You can do the smallest thing in your community to make a difference. And it helps having great supportive customers that know what we're there for and know what the purpose we serve.
Marianne, that was a great comment. Thank you so much for sharing that this morning.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You have a great Christmas season, thank Marianne.
All right.
Well, that was a great call.
Yep.
I'm scheduled to take a break right here, so we're going to take a little break, and we'll come back for the final segment right after the break. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. Welcome back to the final segment here this morning on Biz Talk. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. We're in the studio this morning with Patty DeMarco, who is the manager of St. Patrick's Bookstore. And we've been hearing a discussion. We've been talking to Patty about how the bookstore got started and what the mission is and the vision and what is their success attributed to. And there's really no question, like in all entrepreneurial instances where there's success, there's a great deal of passion and dedication in building relationships with customers. And that's been the key to your success, Patty, at St. Patrick's Bookstore.
It has been the key to our success. And, you know, we encourage people to come in that haven't been to the store to just stop in and see what we're all about and take a few minutes. And our staff is very passionate and dedicated about what we do and learn a little bit about, you know, there's these great opportunity for these spiritual gifts. And when you buy them, you're just giving them, there's so much meaning in your gift, so that when you give it,
right,
you're giving that meaning to someone else. And by buying at the store, you're giving that meaning back to the community. So it's a great opportunity.
Tell us one more time about the Cash Back for Youth program.
The Cash Back for Youth program is anyone in the area that their parish has signed up with a program, they come in and they make a purchase and they just let us know what parish they're from. And 10% of their sale goes right back to that parish youth program.
That's a wonderful program.
Okay, no, I was just going to ask, you know, obviously everybody is busy shopping as crazy as they are out at the malls and so on. Can you tell us exactly, again, where you're located?
Sure. We're located inside Northland Mall in between Shopko and Co. So the easiest way to enter is through the Shopko China Buffet doors and come straight down in the inside. So we're not accessible from the outside, but come through the doors at Shopko and China Buffet, come straight down in, and you'll know where we are once you walk through the doors.
So if you've been going crazy back and forth between the two places, stop off and relax and find yourself a little more comfort in the St. Patrick's store.
Yep.
We have another caller on the line, Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
How are you this morning? Happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, family. Merry Christmas. I'm just calling to say that it is a fantastic store. I truly enjoy going in there. What I like is their selection of different metals and stuff like that. I'm a great fan of St. Jude. And if I need
possible
merchandise that represents St. Jude, that's where I go.
Great. So, well, thank you,
and
Sue.
And the service is fantastic, too.
Thank you, Sue. Great.
Thanks a lot, Sue. Thanks for the call this morning. We only have a couple minutes left in the program, Patty, and as is our custom at BizTalk, we ask our guests if they'd like to leave a little pearl of wisdom for our listening audience. Do you have one you'd like to share this morning?
Well, certainly everyone can do their part in the community, and we make it really easy for you to do that part. You just come in, shop local, take a look around. We're more than happy to help you with any idea or gift that you have. And just to remember that when you're shopping in the store, you're helping your community. Any purchase you make is going right back out into your community. So shop local and give the gift that keeps on giving.
That's a great plug, by the way, because today is Shop Local Saturday.
Very
in case
good.
Small Business Saturday, in case people aren't aware.
You nailed it. You nailed it, Patty.
So, beautiful segue on that one. Thank you.
Patty, thanks for being our guest this morning. It was a pleasure having you on the program, and great to hear about St. Patrick's Bookstore and the good work that the organization does, and hear how you got started and you continue to sustain yourselves and grow. So thank you.
Thank you very
thanks
much.
Thanks for being on. Randy, our guest next weekend is going to be Andrew Fleck, who is the owner of Global Voyager Enterprises.
Okay.
So stay tuned for that show next week. That should be a good one. Anything new on SCORE?
Keep in mind, you can get to us at scorefoxcities.com. Request counseling. We have, like you said, 40 active members right now in every area of business.
Intellectual property work,
yes.
IT, marketing, banking, accounting, all that other good stuff. And whether you're in business or thinking about starting a business, give SCORE a shot at it. It's all free counseling, and it comes from people who are trained to provide that counseling.
Absolutely.
They're all certified trainers. So you've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY Radio. Thank you for tuning in this morning, and we'll talk to you next week.